Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. I hope you've been enjoying your backyard these last few days when the weather has been really, really nice. All of us enjoyed the rain and then the cool temperatures. And lots of people have been opening their windows at night to get fresh air in. Well, it's a great time and we best enjoy every minute that we can. So what I really want to talk about besides the weather, I mean, don't we all talk about the weather, is the topic is beets, mostly. And some of you are going, okay, I don't need to listen to that because I don't like beets. In fact, I hate beets. It seems like beets are one of those things that people really love, or they're kind of on the hate side of them. And the people who don't like them say they taste like dirt. Well, the people who like them describe that flavor as earthy. So depending on where you stand about beets, let's talk about them a bit. And if I have a moment, I also want to talk about caprese. But beets, if you take them out of the garden, if you're growing them, or if you are buying them in the store, or now, right now, at farmers markets, when you get them home, of course, plan to use them soon. But until you do, cut the tops off if they come with the tops. But leave about an inch. Don't cut them way down to the beet. And remember that you can use those beet greens for salads and just add it to your salad ingredients or also cook them. But back to the beets. Now, don't wash them. Just if you're going to put them in the fridge, which is a good way to store them, then just kind of brush off any dirt, kind of wipe them off, but do not wash them. Save that until you're ready to cook them. And you also, by the way, can eat beets raw. Shred them up, and I've even ran across a recipe where they're diced and made part of potato salad. I'm thinking we have a vision of potato salad that does not include beets, but hey, you could give that a try. So, back to getting those beets prepared. When you're ready to cook them in one of several ways, that's the time to wash them clean. Do not peel them if you're going to cook them. And just take off, if there's a little bit of that root, of course, take that off. And as I said before, leave that little bit of stem where the leaves were attached. If you cut that off and then you try to cut them, you know, the color's all going to bleed out of them. So don't do that. That all comes off after they're cooked. You could grill them, or you can put them in the oven. And I think if you say, beets are not my favorite, maybe roasting them in foil with a little butter and oil is the way to try them. I think they are delicious. And by the way, I want to say, when we talk about beets, what do you visualize? Probably red, but the varieties of red vary from really, really red to more a maroon color. But beets also come in, would you believe, white, pink, yellow, orange, golden, red, and even a pink and white rings inside the beet. So if you want to try a different variety, maybe it has a different beet flavor slightly that you would really like. Anyhow, back to roasting them, and this be in the oven or on the grill. I want to be a bit more specific. And it's so easy. Remember, we're not having to peel them. We're just having to wash them now. Place them on a piece of foil that's going to be big enough to fold up and make a little foil package. And then pour some oil or butter over them. And this is another use of that oil. If you use a little extra olive oil is a good flavor. You can even use that beet-infused oil in a dressing. Otherwise, just put on enough olive oil or butter to kind of cover them. And then make that package with the foil. Put them in the oven. And it's going to take about a half an hour to an hour. How does that vary? And by the way, the oven is 375 degrees. Smaller beets are going to take about a half an hour. Larger ones may take up to an hour. They should be fork tender. So what what does that time depend on? Well, like usual, it depends on the size of the beets, how many beets there are, how many other things you have in the oven, and how fresh the beets are. Fresher beets cook faster. So if they're really smaller, start checking them for tenderness after about 25 minutes. Then, when they are done, now's the peeling part, but it's really easy. You just need to let them cool enough so that you can handle them, and the peel should slide right off. You might want to wear gloves because that red is going to stain your fingers. If you don't care, well, you can have pink fingers for a while. So, you're ready to serve as is. Don't need to do anything else to them. Just enjoy that roasted flavor. And as usual, roasting any vegetable changes the flavor most always in a positive way from the way that it tastes when it's raw. If you want to add, you know, salt, pepper, those kinds of things, you can do that, but just enjoy them. So you have some leftover cooked beets. Well, that's great because they can be used later in a salad. They could be mixed with other kinds of things. We mentioned the potato salad. And maybe you want to reheat them and add a little cheese. Cheese is good with the beets, too. So, you know, maybe give beets a chance. Now, let's say you don't want to put them in the oven or on the grill. Well, it's still pretty easy. Just cover the beets. Again, now we're going to start with clean beets, but still with the peel on. Cover them in a pan with cold water and allow at least a half an hour to an hour for cooking, same as when we were roasting, depending on the size and the age. When you're adding that water, also try adding a tablespoon or two of lemon juice or vinegar. Well, what does that do? Doesn't really change the flavor much. It just keeps the color in the beets, and they won't bleed, so to speak, quite so much. And immediately when they are tender as you'd like them, put them in cold water, and as soon as they're off again, you can slip those peelings off. So they're really pretty easy to take care of and possibly enjoy using them in a lot of different ways. One of my favorites, and when I was young, we always used the canned beets, was to make Harvard beets, and that's just adding a bit of vinegar, sugar, and cornstarch to make a thickened sauce, and that little bit of vinegar is good with the flavor of the beets. And for some of you, maybe pickled beets is the favorite way. If you don't like them otherwise, you go, pickled beets are okay, because, again, we have another flavor added. So look for those beets. Give them a try if you haven't done that, because they are really, really good in my estimation. Everybody's flavor buds are different. So then I want to mention caprese. A few years ago, I found out about caprese. Of course, it's Italian. That's where it starts. And it is a combination of mozzarella cheese, basil, and tomatoes. That's the basic ingredient and the basic flavor combination. You could put that in a salad. You can put it on a sandwich. You can just layer those on a plate. It looks really pretty. Or you could also add something else to them. I just ran across, and I haven't tried this yet, but I'm going, well, this sounds really interesting. It's called peach caprese salad. So in addition to the tomatoes and the mozzarella, and by the way, the fresh mozzarella is kind of the best, but it's not the only choice. So slices of tomato, slices of, here's the new thing, peaches, and along with the mozzarella and the basil. And I think it's that basil that really ties all of this together. Can you imagine? Peaches, tomatoes, cheese, and basil. Not something that I would imagine, but the person who recommended it said it is delicious. So it's kind of that sweet along with a little bit more savory. And, of course, you can add a dressing to that if you'd like. balsamic vinegar is a great thing to add to all of this, and a little salt, a little pepper. If you want it a little sweeter, you could add a little honey to make a vinaigrette with a little bit of honey. An interesting thing to try, and pretty timely, as peaches are going to begin coming in the grocery store. Tomatoes are in season. Basil is available fresh from the grocery store, fresh from our farmers markets, and fresh at Grow Another Row. So opportunities to try out Caprese. And as I mentioned, those things could be put together, chopped up or diced up, I should say, not chopped, and put in a salad that can be dished out in addition to just doing the slices together. Lots of opportunities. And I know many of you are very creative and can do your own spin on these things. Add your own family favorites. Whatever, this is the time to enjoy all of this fresh produce that we have lots of local folks growing for us. And remember that all of this fresh, locally grown is a little more nutritious, especially get it fresh. We take it home. Best thing is to eat it immediately, but otherwise store it appropriately. And it does taste different. It does have a different flavor. We've had experience with kids, for instance, who said they didn't want broccoli, but they tasted fresh broccoli and said, well, that's good. So the freshness, as well as how it's prepared, does make a difference in how it tastes. So enjoy all the fresh produce. And until next time, on a more serious note, Carol Burnett said, only I can change my life. No one can do it for me.